Thank you for joining Brother Freedom and myself this Tuesday afternoon. God bless you. God bless you. We're just leaning on the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. We can't do it, but God does everything well. And we're so glad he's in charge. We're so glad that Brother Freedom is here. We're so glad that God's kept him here by the mighty power of the Holy Ghost. And really, the Lord's using him in a mighty way. Thank you, Father, for it. Father, thank you for touching us today. Thank you for touching our listener today. Thank you, Lord, for giving Brother Freedom great freedom to speak for you by the mighty power of the Holy Spirit. We give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Father in heaven, we just thank you for this wonderful day. Lord, I thank you for what little sleep I got last night, and I just pray that you'll help me this day, strengthen me this day, put the words in my mouth, put the thoughts in my mind. Oh, anoint me by your Holy Ghost, that power that's from on high. Lord, in the day that we end, we need your power in within ourselves. And Father, we thank you for the goodness. We thank you for mercy. We thank you that you're forever faithful. We thank you that you're all power. That's what you are. Power for any situation. Power to even make black rain. All tornadoes are by power, winds and all these things that you control. Lord, Amashita Moko, the power of God is our strength. Lord, we do praise you. We glorify you, thy wonderful name. We lift up your name in the wonderful name of Jesus. Father, we praise. Oh, that lives will be touched this day. Lord, the people out there that don't understand, that are find themselves in want, I pray that they'll receive something this day. I pray they'll receive a new touch, a new closeness to your heart this day, that they might surrender their lives and present to you a living sacrifice for you this day, that you might be able to touch them, strengthen them, that they might be overcomers this last hour, that they might have a witness of your mighty spirit in their hearts. Oh, Lord, set the captive free. Give them liberty by the power of God. Lord, oh, give your power out to your people in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Good afternoon, everybody. I believe we're living in a day when we see power in the natural. Every time we go to town, we see how power is. We see how a little engine can pull a four wheels down the highway and you got a steering wheel on it. We call it a car, automobile, but it's powered with an engine. And the trucks that go up through the mountain, the highways, they're powered with an engine. These big ships on the sea anymore are powered with big engines. And planes are powered with an engine. Most of your appliances have an engine and a motor. Not an engine, it's a motor. Electric motor that makes it rotate. And that rotation, it performs what the active has for it. And we need your power this day. Oh, Lord, that dunamis power that's able to come against the power of darkness. In this day when there's a great falling away, God's people need to have a power of their God in their heart. Oh, Lord, they might be used to you. When we lose power, in most instances, if we keep going on, you smother that unit out, finally it collapses and stops. I believe the church of the Lord Jesus Christ has lost its power. They went in by God power to human power. In human power, there's no power. It's useless in the day that we live in. It's never has been any power. The wisdom of man can't compete with God. God is everywhere perfect. The only way we compete is having God in us. That's what God made us for, that we'd be filled with his spirit, that we'd be filled with the glory of God, that we would not take on the hidden man, the man of yesterday that we were supposed to kill. We were supposed to destroy the old man. But many of us, we got saved. We brought the man back. He can become in command. And you plainly say we have to decrease. That means we just get rid of the hidden things of darkness, the things that pull us down. And we take on the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Ghost, that we have a strength from on high. We have a leadership that doesn't come with man. It comes from those that deny flesh and seek the Lord their God and serve him with gladness. Come to that place and yield themselves to the mighty hand of God, that they would not be moved, that they'd walk in his power. They would walk in his wisdom. They would not be moved. Oh, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. You know, when you get moved, when you're being moved, it means that you can no longer control yourself. When you're moving something, you're the ones in the power seat. But when someone's pulling you, you've lost the power and you're being pushed. The Church of the Lord Jesus Christ this day, this is by the power of God, or the anointing of God, it's being pushed. It's being pushed down to a place there's no power. There's no witness. There's no healing. There's no salvations. Oh, the church is down denying the supernatural God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy. They're denying what He is. They come in the flesh. And flesh cannot operate in this self. Satan actually gets in on them, and he sort of encourages them to keep going because he knows they're in the wrong way. And pretty soon they've taken on they've been sort of a disguise for a while, but pretty soon it becomes Satan in us. And then we take on the things of this world that we were supposed to be delivered of. The things that were delivered up from darkness. We'd shed off those evilness and put on the armor of light. There are two opposites. Be clothed with humility. We need a clothing of humility. We need a clothing of the glory of God. We need a clothing of the love of God. And these actually clothing is part of the hidden man. But that hidden man, even when he's clothed with all these things, he has to have a power. And the Bible says we're to be endued with power from on high. We need that power of the saturation of God's the Holy Ghost in our life, because greater is He that's in us than what we face. In life, you're going to face problems day by day. Just like yesterday, middle of the night, I heard this terrible music coming on. It's from Satan. I just prayed at 2:30. He finally shut it off. So I said, what am I going to do about this, Lord? I just got up this morning. I said, what? This is going to be terrible. I could just picture myself in this every night, just that same thing. And I left in the hands of God. He has all power. He can straighten these kind of situations we out. We have every day by day. And He says before we call upon Him, He'll answer. He's already answered before you can call upon Him. Look at the power that God has to do that. He can see things before they happen. He can see things way off down there. And if you follow Him, you'll have a light that leads you to this pathway, the justice, the shining light that shines more and more to that perfect day. If you take the other way, you got your eyes closed, you're listening to the things of man, you're listening to things of doctrines of devils, your absence, you're blinded, you can't see what you're facing. And we gotta see, because your eyes are the place that give us strength. The eyes don't give us strength, but it lets us know where we are. When you get in bondage, and you don't know it, you're helpless. But if you're in bondage, and you can see that you need the help of God, you can see that He is your power, that He is that resurrection life, oh, praise God, He can enable you to walk and to save you, deliver you, set you free, that you're an overcomer. Oh, He don't just stop just saving you. He can make you, give you all the deliverance you need with a colossal of positive ways of the glory of God upon you. He'll give you a power when you leave that you're able to face Satan. You're able to face the person or whoever is giving you a hard time, and you have a good day. You can have one day, good day, another good day, a continuation of good days. It's up to you to choose. And we have to choose now because Jesus is coming back soon. I believe His time is coming right now. He's here. And He is the power that we need in this last hour. Oh, praise God, that we'll be able to meet Him. And He can say, well done now, good and faithful servant. If you don't have a zeal for Him, you're going to miss Him. Because He said He's coming for those that's looking for His coming. If you're out here in hidden problems and you're going through difficulties that's beyond your control, yep, you're in bondage. You need deliverance. But God this day can deliver you, set you free, that you might be found faithful. And when He comes back, that you'll be ready. And the Lord will say, well done now, good and faithful servant. Enter in to your rest. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't believe it's ready. It needs to be ready because they're looking at the things of this world. And when we start looking at things of the world, we're made as such that we lose the vision that we have. We lose what we have very fast because we're like transparent. When we look to things like that, we lose it because it just leaves us. We got to keep hanging on to God. It's an invisible covering. We need that whole anointing of God. Oh, praise God. You have that covering. Oh, shed with the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always in all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. That's what we need to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. We got to put on the whole armor of God that we might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. Oh, spiritual wickedness in high places. We need that power of God. When power is what we have. If you don't have power, you're weakening. And Satan knows when we don't have any power, he pounces on us. He sees the God's power. He's not going to touch you. I really believe this last hour that we need to be full of God's power all the time. We need to have a full gas tank and running over. We need the Spirit of God saturating us with the glory that we have a covering, a supernatural covering. Oh, praise God that we'll, oh, no ill can harm you. No plague come nigh unto thy dwelling. Nothing can harm you. No, nothing can touch you because God is your answer, your way. Jesus became the way, the truth, and life. No one can come to the Father but by Jesus. But Jesus has given himself fully that you might receive help in this last hour in the name of Jesus. He also gave you a comforter. He said it is needful that he go away. If he went not away, the comforter would come. But if he went away, he would send the comforter. And the comforter would come and lift up those who are cast down, those who need help. He would dwell within them. He would be there as your leader. He'd be your shepherd until he brings you home to see Jesus very shortly. He's coming through the clouds of glory, and you need to be ready. You need to be awake. You need to be wise as, oh, praise God, wise as a servant, harmless as doves. You need that strength, that inner feeling that's only from heaven. You need to be liberated this day. Oh, praise God, you need to take on that holiness. Oh, that your thoughts are made on the things of God. The Bible says, think no evil. Think of the things that are good. Think of the things that are just. If there be any virtue, think on these things. We need to think on the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, you out there, you're always, we're in a human body. And so we have to think on something. Our mind just don't stay blank. And that's why it's so needful that we keep our mind stayed on the Lord. Because our mind, when we don't think, just we try to get it blank. This enemy sees an advantage point right there. He's going to crouch on you. He's going to get in real fast. You're thinking about things that way off some as sinful. The Bible says we're to be partakers of God's nature. And by God's nature, we have his likeness. We take on his nature because we have the love of God in our heart. Oh, we take on the faith that he has no other one to have. We have the faith in the Lord Jesus that we're going to make it through. Without faith, is it possible to please him? We take on all the characteristics of God. That greater is he that's in you. That is really right. We need to take, because he's greater than what we're facing. His eye is over the righteous. His ears open to cry. And calling him, he'll answer us and show us great and mighty things that we know not. Remember this day, you need bigger, more power than what you face. That's why God makes us, adapts us where we are. He gives you just enough power that you become an overcomer, but yet you can't become proud. You can't be bragging. See, sometimes we want to brag about ourselves, no? And we get proud. See, this is the part that Satan's in. He's in those proud, and he's blaspheming. He wants us to make us think that we're somebody. When God is somebody, it's only through him, his grace, that we're saved. It's not the works of it, lest any man should boast. Our salvation come from the love of God, for God so loved the world. It didn't come by what we did. Oh, not by works, but because God gave us a love us so much that he wanted us to become his children. You're a child of God. You're not in the same league that Satan is. He has no tomorrow. Remember, you have a tomorrow. His tomorrow is going to be a bad tomorrow. But you, child out there, out wherever you are, remember, your tomorrow can be a better tomorrow than even today, because you're suited up, put on righteousness, and seek him, and you're going to find yourself on the journey ride towards heaven, and you're going to take that journey, and God's going to say, well done, my child, I love you, enter into your rest, and boy, you're going to be happy, 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 happy. Happy is the man whose God is the Lord, and you're going to be so thankful that you went God's way, because God will never leave you, he'll never forsake you. His eye is over the righteous, his ears open to cry, and says, call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things. You can put all those in your heart and say, oh, Father, I thank you that I've put these issues in my heart. Because see what we're made of is all these little things that I told you, just love and all these scriptures you take in, that's part of you. They get these little covered up spots. They just cover you with different spots. It just covers you with the love of God. When you put all these things together, you've got a shield. No ill shall harm thee. No plague come nigh on thy dwelling. Because the Spirit of God's in you. You have a power from on high. You don't have the power of the world. The power of the world cannot overtake you because you've got a greater power. And I pray that God will bless you today, that he'll give you that place A counsel of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. God bless you all. Pray that God bless you, deliver you, set you free. God bless you. I love you. And God loves you. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen, and amen.
Amen. That was a super duper message. I just enjoyed it and loved it. And I knew the Holy Ghost inspired it. Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday afternoon. God bless you.